This is Planet Smart Home. Thanks again for listening to Planet Smart Home. Today is Friday, November 30th, and today's podcast will be really quick. I'm just going to do a quick introduction myself, talk about a few cool news stories that's going on, and let you know what's going to be coming down the pipe in the rest of 2018 and in 2019 for Planet Smart Homes and the Planet Smart Home podcast. My name is Jason. I'm a realtor and also a smart home startup owner here in Orlando, Florida. I specialize in smart homes as well as for real estate, but then I install a lot of Nest and Amazon Alexa Ring products for my company, Doorbell Ninja. We are one of the top smart home installers here in Orlando, Florida, and It's an interesting standpoint to know and follow smart homes from the real estate angle as well as product and installation angle. So trying to make sense of this as everybody seems to be doing or trying. And it's interesting to know it from the ground up and from the top down and kind of keep on top of the future. So the top news stories that I'm interested in this week are Airstream, the travel trailer company, has a huge following, of course, with designers and people interested in style and better living. They're coming out with a smart trailer. It's $150,000, which is pricey, but it's packed with technology and just overall awesome. Second top news story is Xiaomi is teaming up with IKEA to integrate and launch lighting products. IKEA also, I guess, could be top story number three. IKEA is coming out with some smart blinds in 2019. It's really interesting to see what IKEA is doing and how they're jumping on and improving. They did some lighting stuff last year, which is really weird. They have huge stores. They already have houses built in those stores. My theory is that they're going to make them smart, and finally, people are going to be able to experience a smart home. The third top news story is it looks like Lowe's is shutting down Iris, their weird line of smart home products. They're going to try and sell it. They're going to take a loss of $14 million to get rid of it. I don't know who will buy it. I always thought it was weird, and I always thought Lowe's is doing a very poor job of integrating smart home stuff to their stores. They'll still sell Nest and Ring. You know, Home Depot isn't doing much better, but they are doing, their displays are better. It'll be interesting to see. I know Lowe's did a partnership in a lot in some stores with, what is it? I'll remember it in a second. This really cool, oh my gosh, I can't believe. I know the store's name. I visited the store in LA, but they did a partnership with a really cool, electronic smart home kind of startup, and I think 100 or so stores. So yeah, it'll be neat to see how these big box stores, Best Buy, Lowe's, Home Depot, IKEA, Walmart, you name it, launch their smart home kind of offerings in a smart way that helps people understand what the products are and how they could be used. So yeah, looking forward to that. Top fourth news story is related to Xiaomi too, and this is about a week old, but Xiaomi's partnering up with Walmart to launch smart lighting and a really nice projector. And top five news story is the launch of the Planet Smart Home podcast, which you're listening to now, brought to you by Doorbell Ninja and Orlando Smart Homes. We look forward to covering news. We look forward to growing, doing great interviews with industry leaders, and reviewing products. So thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next week. Hey, this is Jason Wade again from Planet Smart Home. The name of the retailer working closely with Lowe's, and the startup is Beta, B-8-T-A. They have really cool showrooms that show off new products where you order them, then they're delivered. So it will be really cool to see if Lowe's gets smart instead of pushing their own stuff, which at this point is really old. And they embrace a lot of other brands in creative ways. I think the retailer that develops a cool strategy for helping people understand all this stuff will win. And right now it looks like that might be Lowe's. Could be Home Depot if they get on the ball. I'm sorry. Right now it looks like that could be IKEA. Lowe's, they could with Beta, I think, and with some other creative stuff and embracing everyone. Home Depot has a great opportunity too, as does Best Buy. It'll be really interesting to see the rest of this holiday season, heading into next year with CES, and then we'll wait and see what Apple does. Whatever happens, you can find out here. Planet Smart Home Podcast. Thanks.